And so please can I invite you to stand as Marley brings our reading this morning.
The reading is John 5, chapter 1 to 9, which can be found on page 1068. The healing at the pool. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath.
So, loving God, thank you for your word to us. Thank you that you open up to us more of who you are through these stories that we read in Scripture. So we pray as we listen more today that our hearts and minds are open to you. May you fill us up by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do be seated. Right, I need to ask for two volunteers this morning. You don't have to say anything, but I need someone who's going to be Jesus this morning. And I need someone who's going to be my man lying by the side of the pool. These people can be little people or grown-up people. So, have we got any volunteers? Yay! You can be Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Alicia can be Jesus for us this morning. Fantastic. Do we have... I'm going to call him Silas because he's Silas in my story. You're going to be Silas. Fantastic. You get to lie down on the cushion there.
Do I lie down here?
Yeah. Fantastic. So, Alicia, if you could head off there because you're going to come on. So, basically, I'm just going to presume upon your acting skills and I am going to tell the story this morning and you just need to... Do what it says on the tin. Is that all right? Okay. You don't have to do too much. And there's no talking. I do all the talking. Okay. So here is our story this morning. Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin. It was a hot day. Jesus was feeling a little tired as he traveled towards Jerusalem. He had been to a local well a few days ago and met a woman there who'd offered him a drink, but in the end he hadn't got any of that water. He had stayed with her in her town for a little while though and had got a bit of rest. But then he'd made his way to Cana of Galilee where he'd changed the water into wine at the wedding, you remember. But there was no wine that day though. Instead, he was asked to heal the son of a very important man. So many people who needed so much. And now he was here at Jerusalem for the festival, and he made his way to the pool at the Sheep Gate. He wondered who he would see. What God had prepared for this part of the journey. This pool which promised so much healing, so much to so many. So Jesus sat by the side of the pool. Yeah, you can sit there. And watched. He liked watching people, did Jesus. Each had their own unique and special story. There were many there at the pool, those who were ill or disabled in some way, but one caught his eye, and he heard the whispering around the pool. There was Silas, still waiting, still ill. He'd been there for 38 years. 38! And he'd never made it into this pool. Poor Silas. So Jesus watched, and Silas waited. Finally, Jesus walked over to Silas. "Do you want to be made well?" Jesus asked him. Silas looked at Jesus. Jesus looked at Silas. It was an interesting question. Silas was not sure that anyone had asked him that before, or at least not in a very long time. And suddenly, Silas felt scared. He didn't know why he didn't just say to this stranger that, of course, he wanted to be healed. What a stupid question, quite frankly, and also rude. This rude, strange man who asked him if he wanted to be healed. And he found he couldn't just say yes. He had a feeling that this stranger might do something about it. And he wasn't sure how he felt about that. He suddenly felt like 38 years wasn't very long, and he wasn't ready. So instead of saying, "Yes, you silly man, what do you think?" Silas looked at Jesus and said, "Well, you know, I do try and get into the water, but there's only one chance. Each time the angel comes and stirs up the water, it's one shot at healing. That's what they say. And I always seem to be too far from the side when it happens. And someone always gets in before me. Or it's just too far and I can't make it." Jesus looked at Silas. Silas looked at Jesus. "Oh, Silas," thought Jesus, "I know you don't have the courage to ask the question, and you don't perhaps even know what it is you're asking for. You've lost the imagination to dream for a better future for yourself. But it's okay, because I do." He looked at Silas and said, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." Silas, wait there. It's a process. Silas felt his body get hot, and then the feeling left him, and he was well. At least the pain had gone. He wasn't sure if he knew what well felt like. It had been so long. So he got to his knees. So far, so good. His legs ached. It had been long since they'd held his weight. But they were strong. You can move and sit there. So he stood up. He was still scared, but it was good. He looked up to see the stranger, but the stranger had gone, disappeared in the crowd. Thank you. There we go. This has some artistic license in the story that you heard, the biblical story. But it's one of those stories that I do think it leaves us and should leave us with perhaps more questions than answers. And it's good for us to go away and chew on them. For me, this story leaves me wondering, what happened to Silas after that moment? Was he able to flourish and become the person that he was made to be? with the healing that Jesus had given him. To take that healing and move into that new future, rather than to fall back somehow on his old and known way of life, which was not full and flourishing, but was somehow safer, because he knew what it was going to be each day, even if each day wasn't very much. And he had some control over it, even if he didn't feel he had a lot of control. In the act of baptism that we have shared with Pia this morning, Jesus says to us all, in those places, not necessarily a physical standing up and walk, but in those places where we feel somehow not well, whatever that is, emotional, spiritual, physical, Jesus says to us, stand up and walk. Go forward. Live. Flourish. And choose to step into that future that God has prepared for you. With this symbol of water before us in the baptism in the pool, there's a sense of you are free. You are liberated. Choose to be that way. We all have the potential to take up this offering that Jesus gives us of being free and liberated people. And so this morning, with that story sort of hanging around in our brains, let's pray for ourselves and for Pia, especially this morning, that she will know and continue to know this loving gaze of Jesus, loved for being who she is, just as we are all loved for being just who we are, who God's made us to be. And so that she will continue to grow, and we all will continue to grow, and will be unafraid to become the people who God has made us to be. Amen.